The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and live it abundantly. The Gospel of Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Abundant life. Let's just take a moment to sink deeply into the abundance of which we are a part. Those of you who are brave enough to take off your shoes, wiggle your toes in the grass. Reach out and touch the astounding textures of the grass. Let your eyes feast on the immensity of the sky. Look at those clouds. Feel those gentle and not so gentle breezes. I feel like telling somebody to go and hug a tree. On this day, in the midst of such profound beauty, let us read the gospel that is found in the book of creation. It's just as Sir Francis Bacon said some 500 years ago, God wrote two books. And the first book is the book of creation. And the second book is the Bible. Now, while I don't believe that God wrote the Bible, I do believe that the Creator's first work, the creation, inspired our Holy Scriptures, our precious texts. But for now, I want us to focus on the gospel that we find in creation. Lift up your hearts and listen as the cosmos declares the infinite, magnificent gospel of the Christ. I have come that they may have life and live it abundantly. Abundance. Some of you know that I love words, and I particularly love the meanings of words. Abundance is defined in the dictionary as existing or available in large quantities, plentiful, copious, ample, profuse, rich, lavish, astounding, liberal, generous, bountiful, large, huge, great, bumper, prolific, teeming, plentiful, bounteous. We stand in the midst of the abundance of creation. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and live it abundantly. Abundant life. Abounding life, generous life, bountiful life, large life, huge life, great life, bumper life, liberal life, prolific life, teeming life, plentiful life, bounteous life. Look around you and you cannot help but see that the earth is living abundantly. Take a deep breath and you can actually taste the abundance of life, teeming life, bounteous life. Plentiful life, abounding life. The earth is living into the gospel of creation. The earth is indeed living abundant life. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and live it abundantly. Sadly, over and over again, generations upon generations of the followers of Jesus have failed to embrace the gospel which Jesus lived as he proclaimed the good news of abundant life by living fully, loving extravagantly, and being all that he was created to be. For too long now, The followers of Jesus have failed to embrace abundance as the core, the very essence of the gospel. We have opted for a smaller, lesser, more confining, indeed a restricting narrative with which to proclaim the gospel. For most of the past 2,000 years, the master narrative of the followers of Jesus has been the story of the fall of Adam and Eve and the need for redemption through the suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Humanity has been defined as fallen, broken, in bondage, sinful, less than, small, worthy of contempt, in need of punishment. The followers of the one whose passion was the gift of abundant life have opted for a story that portrays life as little more than a testing ground for some other life, some afterlife, some place other than where we are now, a place to which we can escape the smallness of our narrative, the smallness of the life we have chosen. But just look around. Taste and see that it is as our ancestors imagined when they imagined our Creator declaring after each marvelous day in the Genesis of creation, "It is good. It is very good." Human beings are, in the words of Julian of Norwich, not just made by God. We are made of God. We are in God and God is in us precisely because we are made of God. What's more, this amazing cosmos is not something separate or apart from us. We are in the cosmos and the cosmos is in us. The cosmos is in God, and God is in the cosmos. We cannot escape the universe. This sacred communion of which we are a part is positively teeming with diversity. There are no duplications. Each precious part of the cosmos is unique, each part intimately connected. The sheer abundance of the cosmos is beyond our comprehension and yet so very accessible. If we but reach out and touch it, or open our eyes and see it, or open our arms to embrace it, or breathe deeply to draw it into us and give it back again. The gospel of abundance is so much bigger than the story that we have chosen to tell. Carefully studying the book that our Creator has written, which we call the universe, it's clear that in the words of Thomas Berry, our challenge is to create a new language, even a new sense of what it is to be human. Embracing the abundant life that Jesus lived to proclaim. Embracing this abundant life requires the faith to open ourselves to the splendor of the cosmos, of which we are an intricate part. The ongoing revelations that are provided by the cosmos are clear for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. As Berry beautifully puts it, in the unfolding dynamics of the universe, we can see with confidence the continuing revelation that takes place in and through the earth. You can't be in a place like this for very long without having your confidence in the earth restored. This is a place of beauty. This is a place of hope. This is a place that proclaims the gospel of abundance. This is the story. This gospel of abundance, this diversity of life that Jesus lived, the story of the cosmos is calling out for new language, new rituals, new ways of being, new ways of knowing, new ways of loving. This is our call. This is our call. The call of the earth. Our earth is pleading for us to remember who we are and whose we are. We are earthlings. We are earthlings. We are earthlings. We are earthlings. Amen.